This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Tanya Harris is a pastor, speaker, and founder of God Conversations. You can find out more at godconversations.com. It's a global ministry that equips people to recognize and respond to God's voice. And she's got a diverse history as a church planter, yes, pastor and Bible college lecturer. She joins me on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning, Emma. Great to be with you.
I tell you what, the topic needs a lot more conversation around it. You're talking about singles and what that looks like and God's perspective on that and church planting as a single woman. I mean, there's so much that I want to chat about, but first of all, talk to us a bit about the rise of singles in society.
Yeah, well, it's an unusual, perhaps a surprising statistic that now in Australia, the number of singles outnumbers the number of married. So singles to include divorced, never been married, widowed, is now the number is greater. And that's a real shift in our population. It's happened in the US as well, but particularly in the last 10 years or so, we've seen the rise of singles. It's much more common now, people delaying marriage, and it's a single person household has increased remarkably in the last 10 or so years. So it's become a real issue, I think, and I think it's one that we probably need to talk about a little bit more.
Now, you are single, and you have started and leading a church as a single woman. You're an ordained minister of the Australian Christian Churches. So tell us, what was that like, and what were some of the challenges, and what were some of the benefits?
Well, it's an unusual story. I think, like everybody else, I expected to get married, and my hope was to get married young. And then it didn't happen, and then it didn't happen. And, you know, in my, where I was raised in a very conservative household. And my idea was the only way for me to really fulfill the fullness of God's plan for my life or my destiny was I needed to get married. And it was the only model I'd ever seen. I had a call to ministry at the time, and to be a pastor, I thought that meant you needed to be married. And to my great shock, I think, in my early 30s, God spoke to me about starting a new church. And I said, oh, well, great. That means my husband's going to come along any minute now. He said, no, I want you to do it as a single woman. And I was like, no, that can't be. You can't ask me to do that. I need a man. I can't do it without him. And every model I'd ever seen, even the textbook at our college where I lectured at, said how to start a new church. You have to have a husband, you know, the pastor and his wife. And but God hadn't seemed to read the textbook. He is happy to break all those.
Does he ever? No.
Yeah, no. And I thought that was good leverage. You know, if I threw that one out at him, he would, understand. But as it turned out, I learnt that, and it was a really big lesson, that I didn't need that marital status to really fulfill my potential as a person, that God had called me and gifted me in who I was. And, I think it's a real challenge in life today for people because, we want to be partnered up at everyone. You know, nearly everyone wants to, get someone who loves them. But actually, you don't need to wait for that in order to have a fabulous life. You don't need to wait for that and to fulfill God's best for your life. It was a big lesson for me to learn.
So good. Now, I know this is a big topic. How can people do single life really well?
Yeah, well, I think it's about understanding that everyone needs relationships. Singles are not, they need that too. And just because you're not married doesn't mean you don't need to invest time in healthy friendships and relationships. And I think that's been a real key for me because I thought, how am I going to do this without the support of my best friend? And the truth is that you can find those needs met in healthy ways through other friendships. And that's been a real key for me. And God has provided good friends. But in the same way, so if, you're part of a church, often there's marriage seminars, relationship seminars, and they talk to you about how to negotiate that. But the truth is everyone needs healthy relationships. And, I travel now and people say, oh, you can do that because you're single. And I say, well, actually, no, I still need to be at home investing and protecting and really building those friendships because every single person needs that. So I think while we're on this journey, we may be looking for someone, we may be hoping for someone, but at the same time, we need to be very much grounded in some great friendships that are healthy, where we can actually be growing as a person, where we can getting those needs met in a healthy way.
So good. And something that I've read that you've talked about is God's heart for us to flourish in every season of life.
Yeah, that's true. And yeah, the truth is, when I was pioneering my church, God brought people into my life, amazing people who supported me through that process. And I didn't need a husband, you know. I still would like one. It's still, you know, a desire that I have, but I actually don't need that to fulfill my destiny. And so I think that if we're waiting for that, and I think this is particularly an issue for women, you know, it's interesting to look at history. This has been built into our society for years. In English common law, there was a law called coverture, where you couldn't, as a woman, you couldn't own property if you're married, you couldn't earn money for yourself, you couldn't work unless you had a husband, you know, unless you had that covering over you, and he would be the one that would enable you to have those things. And so, you know, we come from a history that's dictated that we have needed a man as a woman to actually live a full life, whereas now those laws are no longer in existence. But God's heart was always for that. He was always that men and women would be image bearers together, that we would live in the fullness of all that God has together, and that one person doesn't have prominence over the other. So, yeah, it's something I think we all need to embrace. Single, married, whatever position we're in.
So, so good. Love what you've shared this morning. Now, people can actually hear more from you. You're speaking at a CBE event on the topic, What Singleness Teaches Us About Gender Equality. So tell us where people and when people can hear that.
Yeah, so it's happening on Saturday morning, this coming Saturday, at November the 5th at 10 a.m. It's actually at Stanmore House in Stanmore, but it's going to be a great event because we've got going to be giving a talk to begin with, and then we've got a bit of a panel going on with a number of leaders and Christians who have been single for a period of time or maybe currently single now, which will give some. And it's not just, I think it's really important, it's not just for singles, it's for people who are married too, because I've sat in many church services where they've talked about how to do marriage. But I think it's really good for us to understand other people's positions so that as a community together we can help one another. And those kind of, it's not just for singles. I think I wanted to reiterate that. It's for people who want to, anyone who wants to build others up and understand more about God's heart is for men and women today.
So good. Tanya, thank you so much for having a chat this morning.
Yeah, my pleasure.
And if you want to hear more from Tanya as well, and if you can't get along this Saturday, make sure you check out godconversations.com to hear more.